This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, October 9th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Senators want to expand farm aid. Bozeman pushes Section 32 for relief, and Canadian Prime Minister heads home with promises. Senators push to expand farm assistance. Farm state senators want a second round of farm aid in coming months that can be combined with other measures to help farmers, including legislation dealing with fertilizer prices. Senator Chuck Grassley says any farm aid package must include language allowing permanent year-round sales of higher ethanol fuel blends nationwide. That would create $25 billion in new U.S. economic activity, about $10 billion from increased demand for American corn, the Iowa Republican said yesterday. Grassley also says economic relief for farmers should include a bill reintroduced last month with Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and Wisconsin Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin. The legislation would require USDA to study competition in the fertilizer market and how that impacts prices paid by farmers. The push comes as corn, soybeans, and other crop producers are dealing with low prices and low demand for this year's bumper harvest, on top of high prices for everything from fertilizer to fuel. We've got to find some way to help bring down some of the escalation of the input costs. And that's getting caught up in the trade wars, too, said North Dakota Republican Senator John Hoeven, referring to the impact on imported fertilizer prices. I take note, the Trump administration is expected to announce any day an aid package worth more than $12 billion to farmers hurt by the trade tension with China. Hoeven, who chairs the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, tells AgriPulse that the aid package would be one of two for producers. He also says the first round of payments should go to more than just soybean growers. Soybeans certainly, but there are other crops that have been impacted by trade as well, he said. USDA is preparing the first package based on $13 billion transfer from the department's Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority. Congress would enable the second package by loosening restrictions on USDA's Section 32 spending authority. Bozeman. Section 32 remains a viable funding source, whatever tariff case outcome. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman says the administration will still be able to tap tariff revenues for farm assistance even if the Supreme Court strikes down the president's tariffs. There's always going to be some customs and some tariff in place, Bozeman told reporters yesterday. That was money coming into the fund prior to the Trump administration, though that is a viable pot of money. In November, the Supreme Court will consider the legality of the Trump administration's use of emergency powers to place new tariffs on almost every U.S. trading partner. The Court of International Trade and U.S. Appeals Court both ruled the tariffs illegal. The case does not cover the new sector-specific U.S. tariffs, which do not rely on emergency powers. The Section 32 account receives 30% of U.S. tariff receipts, with some transferred to Commerce and some to USDA. In 2024, total U.S. tariff receipts topped $330 billion, that according to the Federal Reserve. Revenues were already $364 billion in the first two quarters of 2025, however. Take note, a White House official told AgriPulse yesterday the government shutdown is keeping the administration from unveiling its tariff assistance plan. We didn't expect the shutdown to continue this long, the official said. That's been kind of tripping up our ability to kind of get the pieces together. The official added the intention is for something to come out soon. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Carney leaves Washington with promises of more talks. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney left Washington yesterday, headed home with assurances of more focused talks, but no new tariff reductions. Both sides agreed to target tariff discussions on steel, aluminum, and energy, and directed their teams to conclude this work in the coming weeks, Carney's office says. In addition to a meeting with President Trump on Tuesday, Carney met with Vice President J.D. Vance, as well as several senators, including Senate Finance Committee Chair Mike Crapo of Idaho. FRAC urges USDA to reinstate Food Insecurity Survey. Food Research in Action President Crystal Fitzsimmons said yesterday the group would be urging USDA to change its mind on dropping its survey on food insecurity in the U.S. Her comments came at the annual FRAC breakfast at the National Press Club. October 22nd is the last time that they're going to be releasing it, she said. We will be doing a lot of work to talk about that on October 22nd, and I hope everybody in this room will as well. Florida lawmakers urge USDA to include specialty crop producers in assistance plans. 14 House members from Florida want Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to ensure specialty crop growers are included in economic assistance plans. In a letter, the lawmakers say specialty crop growers are facing high costs for fertilizer, fuel, machinery, and other inputs that row crop farmers are facing, but must also routinely contend with persistent labor supply shortages. They also say specialty crop producers are ineligible for several revenue support programs that many row crop farmers can access. Many of the USDA's past economic aid programs have primarily benefited row crops, while specialty crop producers are forced to rely almost exclusively on ad hoc disaster assistance, they say. The lawmakers say that specialty crops are also vulnerable to trade and cost disruptions, and that their exclusion from any assistance, quote, would undermine the goal of stabilizing the agriculture economy. Here's today's final word. Farmers in my state are saying what we've all been hearing. They don't want aid. They want trade. They want an opportunity to do what farmers do. And the president is running his tariff plan out of his back pocket. There's no coherent plan or logic that anybody can discern. And it's creating a lot of uncertainty and a lot of pain in Georgia. That's the word of Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia speaking to AgriPulse. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, October 9th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.